Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Steelers Hangover. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. Alongside me is Tony and Shannon White. Do you guys feel rested after that break?
Woo. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like a five-minute nap.
So I got to bring up Steelers Fan 36. I love this. Tony, please don't get offended by my cat. So
too late.
Well, that's a cool thing, though. I mean, he gets his cat involved. And it's, you know, one of my favorite jokes. And this is, gosh, this joke is almost 40-some years old. It was from Steve Martin's. Steve Martin's one of my favorite stand-up comics of all time. And I know he's done a lot of things. But he had a stand-up routine right around 1979. And it went like this. He's like, you know, the other day I decided to give my cat a bath. And everybody says that you shouldn't give your cat a bath. But it was great. I loved it. My cat loved it. It was awesome. The fur stuck to my tongue, but besides that, it was great. All right. I probably butchered that joke, but okay. So, and all that, it wasn't even his cat. It was all caps.
Well, and now thanks a lot, because now I revealed my. You helped me reveal my hatred of cat. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? I'm actually afraid of cats, but I'm getting better. There was a cat in 1993. I was dating my old girlfriend, moved to California, and I went there to visit, and the cat just stood over me all night long, and I couldn't get any sleep. I just remember being up like this whole time while this cat was like looking at me. And the cat was named Rico. It was named after Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi. And so I just remember being afraid of cats ever since. And my wife loves cats. My daughter wants one. My son wants one. But now my son, Connor, has done me the and I feel bad for him. We found out he's allergic to cats. So, and I hate that he's allergic, but it's reduced the cat talk. Now we still have four dogs, but and so they're killing me right now, but no cats. So you don't like cats, Tony?
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'm like you. I'm a little leery of them. I was staying at somebody's house a number of years ago in Boston after watching a game at Fenway, and the cat just kept coming into the room, and like you, just kept watching me. And you know, cats are so much slower than like dogs. They let you know who they are right away. Like, they either love you or they hate you. With cats, you just don't know.
I always think that a cat, when I see cats and they're sizing me up, I'm like, they want to kill me. Shannon, I mean, you live in West Virginia. I mean, isn't it true that it's mandated that you have to own a cat or pay a tax?
Oh, no. I love all animals. I'm like Ace Ventura. As long as it's warm-blooded. But I'm a dog person, but I have nothing against cats. Cats take too much effort. Right. You have to, you know, they're offish, and you got to, you know, they'll let you pet them if they want you to pet them. I like a dog because they're just big, dumb, and stupid. And,
yeah. So,
like the one meme said, if a cat could text you, it wouldn't.
Yes.
There's another stand-up comic that I don't even know who this was, but I heard this years ago. And they're like, the difference between dogs and cats, you could be gone for 7 days. You could lay out a bowl for 7 days. And that cat is each day is going to go ahead and eat from the one bowl and have a meal every day. The dog's going to eat in 10 minutes after you leave, the dog's going to eat 7 days worth of food.
That's so true.
Maybe that's why I'm afraid of cats, because I think they're actually smarter than me and they're more self-sufficient than me. let's get on to this. You know, actually, truly, the cats that I hate the most are Bengals. So
very true.
There you go. Let's just talk about that.
Yeah, really.
So and I hate brown cats too. So especially Baker Mayfield. I still don't like that guy. But with that being said, let's go ahead and take a look at the schedule. September 12th, 1 p.m. at, I guess it's Highmark Stadium now. The Buffalo Bills play at Highmark Stadium. When did that happen?
I don't even know what it changed.
Mm-mm. Well, I didn't either.
Apparently, that's what it is. It's now Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park. So that's new. How about that? Stock up now for the Bills just because of Highmark.
Right. But
the Bills are coming off a year in which they went to the AFC Championship game. They had a very good team last year. They did it without playing in front of those obnoxious lunatics, the Bills Mafia.
Right.
And if you're from the Bills Mafia and I'm offending you, well, take that as a compliment because you're doing your job well because you're coming off as a lunatic. Shannon, would you ever jump off of an RV into a flaming table?
No.
Tony, have you ever jumped off an RV into a flaming table?
Well, I mean, I play a lot of beer pong before Steeler games, and I may have because I don't remember, but I wouldn't do it sober, that's for sure.
All right, so I mean, as much as you love WWE, Tony, I mean, I just couldn't see you doing a Mick Foley into a flaming table. I mean, into thumbtacks or you know, having barbed wire bats. Nah. But let's take a look at this. The Buffalo Bills. Let's look at them not only stock up and stock down for that game against the Steelers, but in their division as well. Shannon, do you feel that the Bills are the new kings of the AFC East, or do they still have to look towards the Patriots and the Dolphins?
No, I think the Bills established themselves last year as the cream of the crop in that division. They got the best quarterback. Josh Allen reminds me of a young Ben. Huge arm, big, mobile. And he showed last year that, you know, he could get his accuracy issues corrected. And he just had a heck of a year. And him and Diggs was the closest thing to Ben and Brown that the NFL had last year. And so they're a tough team, very tough team. And they do have a rabid fan base. And in that division, I think they're the cream of the crop.
Tony, Bills stock up or stock down?
Oh, it's definitely stock up. They have a complete football team pretty much. And as Shannon said, Josh Allen came into his own last year and they brought in Diggs. And you know, they lost in the AFC title game. And I think that's more of a motivating factor for teams than actually losing in a Super Bowl the following year. I think I think they're going to be hungry to try to take that next step and be the class of the AFC. So I think their stock is up, and I think they're the class of the division for sure.
Let's talk about the Oakland, the Los Angeles, the Oakland again, the Las Vegas Raiders. All right, so they come in week two. Now, Tony's having flashbacks to 2002 because Tony was at the game in week two. So was I. I was there too.
Yeah.
And they lost to go 0-2 in that season, but they still went to the playoffs that year. Tony, is this team, that 2002 Raiders team went to the Super Bowl, is this team any close? And are they better than last year? Stock up or stock down?
I don't think they're any better than last year. I think it's just going to be, even if they are, it's not going to be, it's going to be almost impossible to beat the Chiefs in that division. I think the Chiefs are still the head and shoulders of everybody else in the AFC West. So I think they're about the same as last year. And I think it's a week two game they should win, although we're not getting into that. But I think they're about the same.
You can say that. That's okay. Shannon White, the Raiders. Where are you with them?
There's a disconnect between Gruden and Carr. I don't know why that is. The year before last, I think it was, they was reports that Carr cried on the field over something. I don't remember what happened exactly, but they said there's no crying in football, you know. But I just don't feel like he's Gruden's guy. I think Gruden would rather have somebody else. And I think he would probably do better somewhere else. But they've got a solid team. He's an active quarterback. They got Jacobs. That tight end, I can't think of his name. He's a matchup nightmare.
Waller.
Yeah. That guy is incredible. So a lot of it will depend on their defense. But I think that's a game that the Steelers should win. But it don't matter where the Raiders are, whether it's Oakland, L.A., Las Vegas, they just give the Steelers fits for some reason.
That's a good point.
That always concerned me every time we play them.
So here's the thing with the Raiders for me. I think they're a last-place team in that division this year. I think that the Broncos, and we'll talk about the Broncos a little bit later, we'll talk about the Chargers a little bit later, but I think they are better fit to compete with Kansas City than the Raiders. So I'm going to agree with you guys and say stock down. Mm-hmm. But I am going to be cautious, like Shannon White just said. So there you go. Let's look at week number three, and we'll go to the schedule here. And week number three means that the Steelers actually – okay, I was trying to stall, and now, I mean, my schedule is only going to the Raiders game, so let me just try to move down here, and I am having problems. So Tony's going to tell you more about how much he loves cats. Now, I got it here. Speaking of cats, the Bengals, September 26th, 1 p.m. at Pittsburgh. Now, I remember another week three at Pittsburgh, the 2006 season, Ricardo Coakley had a muff of a punt. It didn't work out too well for Pittsburgh. And are we going to have that again? Are the Bengals better? Shannon White.
It'll all depend on Burrows and how his knee, you know, the rehab goes, and once he gets, you know, it's gonna be early in the season. So he might be a little tentative, or, you know, takes him a little bit of time to trust that knee, but he's the real deal. He's incredibly accurate. You know, I was a fan of his coming out, still am. And they've got a lot of holes, but I think they've tried to fill some of them. You know, getting Hilton in their secondary, you know, Mike's a tough little guy, and he's got a lot of leadership. He brings an attitude with him that I think if you team him with Bates and some of the other guys they got on defense, that they could be some improved. But it's all going to depend on Burrows and how that knee heals.
Steelers fan 36 asks a very poignant question. Anyone know of another word for a cat we could use to describe the Bengals? Felines. So that's where we'll go with that. Now, Tony, let's talk about the Bengals. I think this is a better team. I don't think it's a team to worry about. And if the Steelers are who they say they are and don't take them for granted, that they could be an annoying little brother, but I don't think they're ready to compete for the division. But would you give them a stock up here?
Oh yeah, they're definitely getting better. They definitely improved. They've added a lot of nice young talent, and I think, like Shannon said, I think Burrow is the real deal. I think he's going to be a star in this league. Unfortunately, hopefully later rather than sooner. But you know, it's usually not that way with special quarterbacks. They usually come into their own fairly quickly, and they added some weapons. The only thing I'm not so sure about with them is their offensive line. I was hoping that they would, I mean, for their sake, they would draft Sewell, number one, but they drafted Chase, the receiver, and they added another receiver, which is good because they can, you know, that's going to give him a nice set of receivers for the future. But I think their stock's up, but they still have a long way to go to be a true contender.
Until they take care of that offensive line, they are not giving respect to Joe Burrow. And I'm telling you what, the Steelers had their way with him last year and put him on the shelf for the rest of the season, which was a shame because I agree with Shannon White. I think this guy is the real deal. I think he's a fantastic quarterback. I have no reason to even hate this guy. I don't put him on the same level as Baker Mayfield.
Right.
And then I can get into my, somebody mentioned that they were sad that I haven't sung yet, but I did this last year. I have a song called Baker Sucks to Cleveland Rocks that maybe one of these, maybe in the, if I get enough super chat in the season, maybe I'll go ahead and sing that for you. But with that being said, the Bengals, I think they should not be taken for granted. That's all I'm going to say. But is their stock up? Yeah, it's slightly up. But they're not taking care of business when you wait till the second pick to get the kid out of Florida. And that's really, I thought that was a reach there. Getting the wide receiver, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase can be fantastic. But if you are, it doesn't matter who you have as a wide receiver, if you're getting your quarterback killed. Now, we talk a lot about the offensive line of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I get it. But they weren't getting Ben killed. There's a difference. Right. They weren't opening holes, and we had that whole discussion when it comes to Najee Harris. But they did address the offensive line in other places, so that's why I'm not as concerned with that. Oh, I'm sorry. Andrew Wilbar just corrected me, and he's right. I was thinking of Stone, but Jackson Carmen was Clemson, so I completely screwed that one up, so thank you, Andrew. I appreciate that. Jackson Carmen was Clemson. I mean, I thought that guy was maybe a third round pick. So, but they're excited about him. So, and it's the Bengals. So I'll never understand what goes on in Cincinnati. Heck, they put chili on spaghetti. So that's, here's an interesting one. The Green Bay Packers at historic Lambeau Field, the Arctic Tundra. Well, it's not going to be like that in October, at least let's hope not. But October 3rd, they travel to Green Bay. Does the stock up or stock down? Does it hang on Aaron Rodgers coming up? Yeah, absolutely. Stock's down if Aaron Rodgers is not there. But here's my question. Say Aaron Rodgers is there, which I kind of think he's going to be, but even if he's there, did they do anything? Did they do anything much at all to improve that team? Shannon, let's start with Tony.
I don't think so. I mean, didn't they lose a couple offensive linemen? And they had to like address that in the draft. It's all, as you said, it's all going to hinge on Aaron Rodgers. If he's not there, it's a completely different team for them. So, but even with him there, I don't, you know, they still might be the class of that division, but not by a wide margin, I'd say. I'd say their stock's down.
So, Andrew Wilbar says when Lambeau Field becomes the love boat, talking about Jordan Love. Watch out. He's going to surprise some people. That's really interesting. Dusk Thunder is saying they had a solid draft. I just don't think they really did enough to really make that team better. So, you know, I'm not going to say, I'm going to say it's just even. I think it's the same team pretty much. Shannon, what's your thoughts?
Well, you just stole what I was going to say, because I was going to say that I think they're even. I think that the only thing I would say is maybe they're not even. Maybe it's stocked down, because when your franchise quarterback is that unhappy, it's just going to permeate through every other part of the team. And their defense, especially in the playoffs, they didn't have difference makers. And they struggled to get off the field. And then so once the Buccaneers could put pressure on Rodgers, and even some of the coaching decisions there in the playoffs, whether to go for it or play passive, which they played passive, Rodgers didn't like that. I don't think he's happy with anything going on in Oregon. Feel respected. And that's not a formula for a winning football team. So I'd say stock down.
Okay, you know, and I'll agree with that. Tony has asked to be traded a few times to Steelers.com, right. And he's even threatened to hold out.
Right.
And well, it's not about money. It's just about, I mean.
After Sunday night, that great – or I watched it Sunday night. The great show you did with your dad, he seems like a natural. So I just feel like – and now you have Shannon. I feel like I'm being phased out. It's like the whole – AB Juju thing from a few years ago. I just feel threatened. That's why.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I tell you what I'm going to do, because Tony, that could not be further from the truth. So I'm just going to do this. There you go. You're in wow. The top spot now. Check that out. And Tony, you're that important to me. I don't subscribe to the brother from another mother, but you and I, we would have been tight if we hung out in high school and college. We would be tight now. We are tight now. You're my boy. You're never going away. You're my buddy, so don't worry about that. But go ahead.
Can I still live off campus at a training camp?
Oh, I love it. thanks for everything you said about the show with my dad. I appreciate it. He's
a fantastic show. I really loved it.
He sent me a message. He's like, hey, I'll come back anytime.
I enjoyed it too, man. That was excellent.
It was a lot of fun. That is what I'm going to look like. I guarantee you that's exactly what I'm going to look like in about 25 years. I'd love to have I would love to have Dad in as an analyst. Maybe we'll do that every once in a while in season. We'll bring him back sometime. So I appreciate everybody saying that. Yeah, it was a blessing to have him here. He came down for breakfast. My mom and dad came down for breakfast, and we had a nice little brunch that the family made after the show. So it was really good, and he was all proud of it. So thank you for saying that. Let's go ahead and only if you're lucky will you look like that bad. So Steelers fan 36. Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's that makes me feel really good, because you just said that my dad's a good looking man, and I'll agree with that. So
very regal.
Yeah. Regal? Mm-hmm. He's gonna get a big head. Regal. I like that. The only Regal I know is Lord Steven Regal or William Regal from wrestling. So let's talk about it. We mentioned the Denver Broncos a little bit earlier, and I don't know if Big E Broncos on the show. He shows up every once in a while. But the Broncos, man, they're an interesting team. I think last year things fell apart early with injuries with that team. Shannon, we'll start with you on the Denver Broncos.
Well, I wrote an article about how I would have considered the Steelers drafting Drew Locke, because I liked him coming out of Missouri. And I think that they're finally starting to get some pieces around him. I think signing Gordon wasn't necessarily the right move to make it when they did, because they already had Phillip Lindsay. And of course, you know, he's had trouble staying healthy since then, but they have got him some receivers now and got that first round tight end last year. But like you said, the injuries, Devon Miller right off the bat, and that just really decimated their defense. And in that division, having to go up against the Chiefs twice and the Chargers and the Raiders, and that kind of put them behind the eight ball early. But they had a good draft, and they could be on the way up, in my opinion, especially if Drew Lock works out.
Tony DeFeo.
I like them. I think they have a lot of good young talent. I think they have a good team. Having Von Miller back is going to help. And if Drew Lock can figure things out, then that's a pretty good wild card team at the very least. So yeah, I think their stock's up.
So here's the confusion in Denver right now. A lot of people still think that Aaron Rodgers is going to Denver. I don't think that's going to happen, but I like what they have in Drew Lock. And if he gets injured in the Steelers game last year,
right?
Their receivers they had nothing to deal with to play with. Look, when they played New Orleans last year with a running back from the practice squad at quarterback,
that was ridiculous.
So, with that, I just think that defense, which needed some help, and like Shannon just said, you get Von Miller back. That's going to be a strong defense. I love their draft. Now, there's a lot of people in the national media that didn't love their draft. I have a friend that's a big Broncos fan that is very smart. And he's like, you know what? I hate to say it, but I love the draft. Mm-hmm. And he's not one that brags on his team. And we talked about so much Javonte Williams. Tony and I definitely. We were on the Javonte Williams bandwagon a lot to come to Pittsburgh. Him playing up in Mile High with that offense and that defense, they're going to win some games because that running game is going to be better. Is Melvin Gordon still there? I believe he is.
Yeah, I think sure. He's still there. But they still have Lindsay and everything too. So even, it's going to be a good stable of backs.
So, you know what, that's going to be a stock-up team. I don't think that's a gimme for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I love it being at home. If this was on the road, I'd be more afraid. I just feel like Pittsburgh's going to be a lot better team this year. So let's go ahead and look at more of the schedule, but I agree with the stock-ups on the Denver Broncos. The Seattle Seahawks, here's an interesting team. Because they were a good team last year. They had Russell Wilson, who looked like an MVP candidate, and they still have him. So what are your thoughts? And I'm going to start with Tony on this. Stock up, stock down for the Seattle Seahawks.
I think it's about the same. I think it's even. I think they're still a great team, a contender in the NFC. They just have to find a way to win that division. That's been their problem. They can't seem to win the NFC West. But I think they're a really good team, and they're going to be Russell Wilson, he's going to be a handful to deal with whenever they play them.
Shannon.
I would agree. I think it's even. Russell Wilson reportedly wasn't happy either. And it seems like that's relationship's a little bit better now. But the offensive line still isn't great. And the defense, if I ain't mistaken, was next to last or 30th in pass defense. They give up 300 some yards a game. And, you don't think of that when you think of Seattle, you think of, having a great defensive backfield, but they don't anymore. And so if they can clean that up and give Wilson a little help on the defensive side, but I think that they're either even or down to proven otherwise.
I'm going to go with even Steven on them as well. Yeah, they're another team I just don't feel like that increased their chances. Now they were looking at guys like there were some guys that Russell Wilson was lobbying to bring in that would have been a lot of firepower. They got out of the the Julio Jones sweepstakes. There was a lot of guys you thought I was waiting for somebody to throw it in. And I was like, wow, they didn't do it, but Steelers fan 36 did it. I think Seattle has two losses bad. So yeah, I'm always going to get, if you guys don't know, the Seattle has two losses. Listen to the preview. It comes up all the time. This was about 2 years ago. You guys don't know this story?
No.
Oh, okay. So Dave was saying something. We were talking about teams with two losses. He was saying something. I started looking at the live chat, and they're like, Brian, what are your thoughts? I thought they were still on. I'm like, well, Seattle's two losses. And they're like, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. So anytime you bring up Seattle, it's Seattle has two losses. So that's from 2 years ago, too. It never goes away. Let's go ahead and look at the schedule. And I love it. That means you guys are paying attention. Mm-hmm. The Cleveland Browns. If it's Brown, flush it down. But is it going to come back on you? Because is this a flushable team now? Shannon, let's start with you.
I wish I could say yes, but I honestly don't believe so. Nick Chubb is my favorite running back in the NFL. His contact balance is incredible. And he's just hard. He's so hard to tackle. And then they got Hunt behind him. I think that even, you know, OBJ should be coming back. And Jarvis Landry, somebody was kind of disrespecting him on our site the other day in a conversation on, and I'm like, Landry is a baller. I mean, I won't take nothing away from him. He's a heck of a receiver. And I was hoping that Mayfield wouldn't be the guy there, because I knew that's what that he could be. Whoever went in there has to have a certain amount of cockiness. He has to be certain amount. He has to be so confident because of the expectations and that rabid fan base. And I think he's been able to do that. They got the best offensive line in the division, if not the AFC. And of course, I don't think Javon Clowney is going to add anything to that team, but their defense was already improving. So they're not going away. I wish they would, but I don't think they are.
Tony, stock up, stock down.
Stock up. I think they're feeling it now after having that victory over the Steelers in a wild card game last year and kind of giving the Chiefs an okay game. So I think you know, Baker Mayfield, it's just a matter of him taking that next step. But I think you know, usually with teams like this, they keep evolving and are ascending in the positive direction because they have just so much talent. And now that they believe in themselves, I think their stock is up.
I think the stock is up too. I still think Baker Mayfield is a weak link, but that's just me because I can't stand the guy. And I think they could have better, but that's going to be a very dangerous team all the way around. Plus, they got my man Schwartz from Auburn. That's the guy that I was that was my draft crush this year. That guy is going to be super fat. Super fast, and now I'm gonna have to hate him, and because he's wearing brown and orange, and I actually like the color brown. So there you go. Let's go to the NFC North, and we're gonna take two teams here. With time, with that clock getting close to the top of the hour, Chicago Bears and Detroit Lions. Tony, could we start with you?
Sure, I'll say the Lions are their stock's down because I think Stafford is a better quarterback than Goff, and they traded him. And I think the Bears, their stock is up because of Justin Fields. I think that was a big acquisition for them.
Shannon.
Yeah, I think that Goff, you know, they had to get something back in that, but I don't think he's a good fit. I think they're a rebuilding team, so they're a serious candidate to get the number one pick next year. And the Bears, Fields was a good pickup. They needed a quarterback, and I think he was the right choice. And, you know, there'll be some growing pains there, but you have to start by finding your franchise guy, and I think he can be that maybe.
I actually don't think the stock is up for either team, but that's just me here. So let's go ahead and take a look at this team now. Very interesting team. We talked about another team from the AFC West, the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers will be at home against the Steelers on November 21st, my nephew's birthday, which he's all bummed because he wanted to go see the Steelers on his birthday. I'm like, I'm not taking you to LA. Sorry about that. But even though LA is one of my, I would move to LA in a heartbeat. I love Los Angeles. But Chargers, Tony, I'm going to start with Shannon here.
Oh, you switched it up on us there again. Justin Herbert is the real deal. Again, like Burrow's, except he's, you know, he's a tall gunslinger, can move around. He's Josh Allen esque, but already more, you know, took Allen a while to find himself, but that team, you know, he was that team last year, but they could put points on the scoreboard, but their defense couldn't stop nobody hardly, but they had all them injuries. So if they can get healthy with what they've added, I think the stock's up for the Chargers.
Tony.
Chargers. Stock up. Herbert is a stud, and they've kind of rebuilt that line. And if they're healthier this year, they're going to be a better team. They had a lot of tough losses last year for being as, mm-hmm. as bad as they were. They were competitive, so I think they're going to be a better team. Stock up.
You know what? I love the Chargers this year. I love their number one pick going with a big offensive lineman. I mean, I thought they stole him where they got this guy. I mean, Rashawn Slater, I just think's fantastic. And I really like Herbert. I think Herbert is possibly your MVP this year if he goes the Mahomes route. Now, look, right. I'm not saying they're going to win the division. I don't think Kansas City is going away. But all I'm going to say about the Chiefs and the Chargers, yeah, cha-ching for that team. The CH is going to roll that division. So let's keep it going. And so here's a team, stock up, stock down, a very muy interesante when I always talk about this team. It is the Baltimore Ravens.
Tony. I actually think their stock's down a little bit. They didn't really do a ton in free agency. I think they've kind of plateaued over the last few years. I think their stock's down a little bit.
Shannon.
I guess Tony's forgot that they got, you know, Villanueva. I mean, I agree. I think that at the most they're even. They're always going to be dangerous because of Jackson, but you know, until he proves that he could take that next step as a quarterback, and you know, not just be a great athlete, you know, one of the best runner quarterbacks you'll ever see, but. I just don't think they've added enough that you could say their stock's up. So I'd say even.
I love their draft, so I'm going to say slightly up. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Norsemen. Skull! Minnesota Vikings. Shannon.
I guess that as long as they got Kirk Cousins, you know, they've got a strong running game and solid receivers. But every time I think they're going to do something, in that division, they fall short. Seems like, you know, Kirk Cousins has trouble in big games. And so I think they're actually there. I think their stock's down.
Tony?
I'd say even because they were contenders for a couple of years here, and last year was a bad year for them. But I think they're even this year.
All right. Now, for the next one that we look at, I'm just going to say, guys, there's no way you're going to say stock down for the Tennessee Titans. Am I correct?
Nah, they're a juggernaut.
What do you like most about the Titans, Tony?
I like the fact that they got Bud in there and they drafted the pass rusher too. Not that it's you can't talk in absolutes about a draft pick, but I think, you know, they had such a poor pass rush last year for being a really good team. If you add Bud to the mix, I think it's, you know, it's going to do wonders for their pass rush, and it's going to, you know, the offense speaks for itself. Tannehill's a really good quarterback. Obviously Derrick Henry's, you know, a beast. So yeah, I think they're that. I like the fact that they brought in Bud.
Yes. Now, Tony, they brought in two big name defensive backs in the draft, and Caleb Farley and Elijah Molden. As far as the pass rush, they did not bring anything in with the exception. Well, they brought in a defensive lineman, somebody we know from Pitt, Rashad Weaver. But besides that, they worked on the secondary quite a bit. They added Dylan Raduns from North Dakota State as offensive tackle. Monty Rice is a good linebacker. That was a really nice draft for them. And they even brought in two wide receivers, later in the draft, one from LSU, one from Louisville. But the thing about this team, they brought in Julio Jones as well to go along with A.J. Brown. Yeah.
I forgot about that already. Jeez, I forgot about it.
We might have stolen your thunder, Shannon. So go ahead. Your thoughts on the Titans.
Well, kind of, but yeah, Julio Jones adding him to that offense, which was already one of the best in the league, not just AFC. And I'm a big A.J. Brown fan. I mean, I wanted the Steelers to have a shot at him because I think he's a stud. But, you know, the only thing they added to that pass rush that Tony mentioned was Bud. And I think Bud will help him, but he's not going to have the other pass rushers around him like he had in Pittsburgh. So I still think – I don't think their secondary was necessarily their weakness last year. I believe it was the pass rush. And I don't think they improved it all that much. So I'll say that I think they're even though they're already one of the best teams in the AFC.
Okay, well, this is a team that I like a whole heck of a lot. Hope I'm wrong. I really hope that I'm wrong about the Tennessee Titans, but we will wait and see. I do love the Bud pickup as well, but you bring up some really interesting things. Andrew Wilbar in the live chat brings up some really interesting things as well. So he doesn't think he brought up the fact that Corey Davis had more yards than Julio Jones. So that's going to be an interesting one. There's one more to talk about, guys, and it is the defending AFC champions. Two times. They won the last two. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. Shannon, I'm going to start with you on the Chiefs.
I just think that when you look at all they did for that offensive line, and, you know, that was, you know, they went out of their way to make sure that they're going to give Mahomes protection because he already has the weapons. And so the stock has to be up because – in the playoffs, that was their Achilles heel, and they got protection. So I think stock's got to be up, and they're the team to beat to prove otherwise.
Tony.
Yeah, the stock's up. I mean, like Shannon said, they were a pretty complete team with the exception of the offensive line, and that proved to be a pretty big deal in the Super Bowl. So that's to say just the offensive line. But, yeah, like Shannon said, they revamped it. They added to it. So you can't say anything other than, in my opinion, that the stock is up.
Stock is definitely up in KC, but I do contend that division is not going to be a runaway for the Chiefs. Right. I think it's going to be slightly tougher, but that cream will rise to the crop. So here we go. Did I even say that right? Okay, I screwed that up completely.
You said cream of the crop.
Yeah, that cream will rise to the top. All right. I think it's time for us to get on out of here. So with that being said, Tony, any final thoughts?
No, this is fun. This is fun. I learned a lot. I really am enjoying Shannon on the show. He really grounds the show. And you can tell you used to play football, right, Shannon? You said you played. And you can tell it really comes through. I'm really enjoying it. And, of course, I always enjoy being with you, Brian. So it was fun tonight.
Shannon, final thoughts?
I'm just loving it. I feel comfortable and I appreciate you guys being so warm and gracious and patient as I'm trying to figure out how to do this thing.
Well, that's no problem because we're just glad to have you here. Everybody in the live chat, you know how much we appreciate you. So thanks so much. Make sure you're checking out other shows here on the YouTube channel. We're talking about the Scobro show. We're talking about it's Know Your Enemy in season, off season. It's called The Curtain Call. It's Michael Beck. It's Jeffrey Benedict. The Preview with Jeff Hartman, Dave Schofield, and myself was on Thursdays. Tony, that's his solo show. I love it. He used to have brunch and I was like, heck, I'm drinking now. So it's a Friday night six pack with Tony. On Saturdays, it's Touchdown Under. And Sunday, until the season starts, it's Tales from 2 a.m. Tales from 2 a.m. goes away once the season starts because then we have something a little more important, and that's called the Steelers post-game show, mostly on Sundays. But if you are just checking out the stuff on YouTube and not downloading stuff on our audio only, you're missing some great, great shows. So definitely check out Let's Ride with Jeff Hartman, the live mic tomorrow morning. That's going to run at 5 a.m. on any of your favorite podcast platforms. That's with Michael back on Thursdays. You're checking out the Stat Geek with Dave Schofield as well, BTSC editor. So that's something you need to check out. Tony and I are doing the retro show. We've got the Kansas City Chiefs from 1985 coming up at the end of the week. And I also do Fact or Fiction as well. Matty Peverell from Australia, he has his own show on Wednesdays. It's called The War Room. We're adding some stuff. We're going to add so much more stuff. So the new fall schedule, when we come out in the season, it's going to be amped up. You're going to have so many places to go. No one else in the blogosphere. And look, unless you're a radio station, you don't have the programming that BTSC has on the Pittsburgh Steelers. So make sure you check it out. So Shannon White, Tony DeFeo, thanks so much for joining me. For Shannon, for Tony, my name is Brian Anthony Davis. You can call me Bad. And I want you to do three things. Be safe. All right, good. I was waiting for Tony to do that. Second, be true to yourself. That's one of my most important things. And three, always be, Tony?
Behind the steel curtain.
All right. Once again, just when you think you've got all the answers, Shannon White, Tony DeFeo, B-A-D. Tony?
We keep changing the questions.
All right, we'll see you guys. Thanks so much. We love you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.